Off That Tony is here, ladies and gentlemen, and Jaguars Today is off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Ticket Blitz Day.
Yeah.
As Tony, we're teaming up, obviously, with the Jacksonville Jaguars as the flagship station, flagship broadcast partner on the radio side on 1010XL 92.5 FM. And we're going to get some butts in seats today with a pretty incredible deal that they're putting on the table, and we'll get into the details of that. And you know, there's a good deal if you don't have season tickets. It's a great way to get in, watch a little more than a quarter of the regular season home schedule,
yeah.
You know, at least the ones that will be played here in Everbank. And if you are a season ticket holder, we've got a great deal for you to participate in the hijinks as well. We've got a big pregame tailgate we're going to throw leading up to the Cleveland game on October 19th, I believe, is the date of that one. You can pair that game with Johnny Manziel. By that point in the season, I know Jaworski just came out and said he thinks Brian Hoyer holds him off. He may early on. We'll see. I think a lot of people expect Manziel. Would not be surprised. Might be more surprised if he's not the starter by October 19th. And who knows? I mean, it's not going to be according to plan if it happens this way, but it could be Blake Bortles versus Johnny Manziel going head-to-head for the first time in their long, bitter NFL rivalry as the guys get set to meet in the AFC Championship game 6 of the next 8 years.
Yeah.
Dare to dream.
Why not dream, man?
So you have to go to that
game. That's what
now.
It's about. It's about positivity in the offseason, people.
Jadeveon Clowney is coming to town, and word is from some people that Houston liked Bortles maybe as much or more, but just couldn't turn down what they thought was the value, try to get themselves in position, and maybe overshot the mark on what they're looking for compensation-wise. Regardless, Clowney and J.J. Watt are set to be chasing Chad Henne / Blake Bortles for the next however long. And you can watch the debut of Jadeveon Clowney in Jacksonville, at least, with the Houston Texans, or pair that Cleveland game with the Indy game, which is the home opener, for goodness sakes. We know all about Andrew Luck and company coming to town. They didn't do much in the way of this offseason. Their big move this offseason was trading for Trent Richardson last season, giving up their first-round pick this year to get him, which, coincidentally enough, turned into basically Johnny Manziel.
No, it did. And, look, that's the regular season home opener. So they'll have a couple games in the preseason that they'll be here in front of those video boards. But, look, you want to be a part of the 60-plus thousand that are going to be here when those things officially go online and they take on Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. Maybe you're somebody who can't afford to do season tickets for the entire season but want to pick out a weekend or two where, yeah, I can do that. And that's what this is about today. It's about giving the fans the opportunity to get out here a couple times, see these new video boards, be a part of the beginning of this process with the Jags, as it feels like they're starting to turn a corner. Hopefully in 2014 we see more results than we did in 2013. Obviously everyone's pointing towards 2015 as the season where everything will really come together for this franchise, but be a part of the beginning of this too. And as we're talking about today via Twitter and Facebook as well, there are experiences that you only get when you're here. It doesn't translate to television like it does to be in the stadium and see some of the things that we've seen. And we've seen huge moments against Cleveland in this stadium. We've seen huge moments, obviously, against Houston with the Hail Mary and Mike Thomas, and against Indianapolis as well with Josh Scobie in the field goal. My favorite game that I ever went to was actually a game the Jags wound up losing against the Indianapolis Colts when Peyton Manning was here. But, look, it's an opportunity to get out here and see a couple games for a very good price.
Absolutely. 633-2000 is always the number for the Jaguar ticketing department. But today only, as a 1010XL 92.5 FM listener, you can get a great deal on tickets. And really, great deal on a pair of tickets as well, if you want to look at it that way. Because who wants to go by themselves? Get yourself a pair of inexpensive seats to both the Cleveland game and the division game of your choice between Indianapolis and Houston.
Yep.
Come in, you get the pregame tailgate, upper deck, I want to say $110 for tickets to each of those games, and you get a Jaguars, 1010XL Jaguars t-shirt thrown into the mix as well. Not the highly coveted Jaguars Today t-shirt, I'm told. But nonetheless, we'll be giving out at least one of those over the course of today as well. And I'm contemplating, I already have season tickets, Tony. I'm up in section 213, although I'm really up in the press box with you on game day. But my wife and son will be in section 213 for
awesome.
Some of the games this year. And I'll share the love with some friends of mine on those tickets as well. But if we get the phone lines moving, for the folks over in the ticket department, later on in the show, I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll pick up one of these 1010XL packs on behalf of Jaguars Today that may, in fact, find their way into your greedy little hands over the course of the football season as we're just here to support the team, trying to get the turnstiles moving and get some butts in those seats as we talked about. Dwayne Walker today, I get a chance to meet him. I've never met him. Interesting. Just looking at his resume, Tony, defensive backs coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, you realize what a nomadic existence it is to be a coach, a football coach at any kind of high level.
It's almost like minor league baseball.
It is almost like minor. It's maybe not quite as bad. Minor league baseball, you're switching every year, but a lot of times in minor league baseball, you're young, you don't have a family. I mean, here's a guy with a wife, three kids, and probably hasn't been in the same place for more than three consecutive years, any time over the last quarter century, you know. And it really, when you look at the resumes, not everybody is Bobby Bowden, obviously, or somebody like that that can just plant roots and stick around forever. You hope Gus Bradley and company are able to stay here for a long time, but the reality is a coach's existence is one that's seemingly always on the move. But we'll talk to him about, you know, the young guys in the secondary. A lot of young guys being counted on last year. And I'm curious, Tony, as to how much input a position coach has compared to, say, a coordinator, compared to, say, the head coach. Mm-hmm. When it comes to saying, okay, who fills out the depth chart? Who decides which are your starting corners? Who's your nickel guy? Is it a collective decision? Is it the position coach's decision? Does he have the influence on the D coordinator? How does that process work when you're determining when to put in, when to substitute guys, and you know how much say and how much say do you want on game day? What are you doing on as a position coach on game day? Is it like a soccer coach? You know, soccer coaches hardly say a word on game day. They figure all their work is done during the week.
They go, 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 go.
Just go, go, go. Just do what I told you earlier this week. I mean, how much of that are you coaching up technique and all that stuff?
And there's a lot of interesting questions with this secondary right now. Like you said, a lot of young players with Cyprian in his second year, Grotz in his second year. They bring in a veteran last year like Alan Ball going into his seventh year in the league, and it looked like not much, honestly, in those first six, and maybe it was just a matter of being comfortable with this scheme and this defense for the first time in his career, but he really blossomed into a pretty good player for the Jags last year. So what do they see out of him? And they drafted a guy in the fourth round, Mike, and Aaron Colvin, who's not going to see the field in all likelihood this year. So what was their evaluation of that guy that they felt good enough about him? I'm sure Dwayne Walker had some kind of input in that as well, as he is the defensive backs coach here in Jacksonville. So I'm excited to talk to him. It's my first time meeting him, too, and there's obviously a lot to discuss when it comes to the Jacksonville.
If it all times out right, he'll join us in about 20, 25 minutes, as he was scheduled to join us at about 10:45 today, and obviously practice getting pushed up, if you haven't heard, to 10:55. Not that it impacts you necessarily, but the Jags trying to beat the weather. They usually, I mean, all these practices, they're scheduled for 2 hours. They seem to be wrapping up in about an hour 40. Is that sound about right to you? Maybe
it
hour
does.
45. You know, they're always maybe they don't go the full period during the schedule. They usually have like nine periods, I think, during practice.
Well, and I think they end the team part of practice a little bit early. They do a team meeting, and then Gus usually comes and talks to the media for a couple minutes. There's still individual drill stuff going on with the players. So I think they get 10 or 15 minutes with their position coaches for guys to work on. Maybe something they saw in that practice.
Which, by the way, our Miss Brooks, our lovely Lauren Brooks, talented producer that she is, says she thinks it's day 9 of 10 of OTAs. I said 11 of 12, Lauren. Tony just went along with me like, he's got
it. I said it sounds about right.
Sounds about right. That's just, you know.
Just trying to keep everything together.
Right. I got no idea. Didn't know there was going to be one of these type questions today. And they passed that along for you. By the way, I got this tweet, Lauren, a minute ago from our buddy Kayak Fish. He said, for those who don't want to be too productive at work today, the U.S. Open app is working beautifully as the folks are up in Pinehurst, my semi-stomping grounds. That's where my in-laws live. up there. And Lauren told me today that she picked Rory McIlroy, I believe.
I said Rory McIlroy. I don't know what you're talking
Did
about.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you took a look at the U.S. Open app right now, it would tell you that Rory McIlroy is currently one over par through nine holes.
Yeah, he is.
After he just
lost
made a
birdie. Stroke.
Yeah, he actually was two over a minute ago.
And but, then made birdie, yeah.
Matt Kuchar is leading the U.S. Open through nine at three under. How dare he?
Snedeker's at three under score. As well.
Is he? Are they tied for first? Okay.
Currently.
I'm considering Matt Kuchar as the leader, however. by the way, did you see Jordan Matthews' quote on
I did.
Not having to go to class anymore
cringed.
At Vandy?
I cringed.
Hmm. Huh.
I did.
Anyone relaxing standards across the SEC? Apparently, Vandy's right in line with
Amen.
That as well.
I'm pretty well educated. I still misspeak from time to time.
We all misspeak from time to time. I just thought
my
it
degree
was,
doesn't say Vanderbilt, though.
I thought it was amusing.
It was.
Nonetheless.
The real question is, are you guys ready for your test today?
We have a test today?
Yeah. You do have a test today.
What kind of test do we have today?
You have to figure out the music theme of the day.
Music thing. I thought this was going to involve me catching a punt out of the jugs machine. I probably got a better shot with the music if Tony can help me with the title and artist of the song and maybe be able to piece together the theme.
Good luck.
We'll work on that. Everyone can play along with the home version of Jaguars today, as you're more than welcome to do that. Don't forget, Ticket Blitz right now. Forget our number. 641-1010 is the number. You don't have to call us today. Call 633-2000. Call the ticket department and tell them you want to take advantage of the radio deal, the 1010XL deal, however you want to phrase it. And basically, you're going to get a spectacular deal on tickets. You can pair up tickets to Cleveland and Indy or Cleveland and Houston, the home games for the Jags in all of those cases. And you can get a pair of tickets in the upper deck for about $220 to each of those games.
Yep.
And that comes with a pregame tailgate, comes with Jaguars T-shirt. So each package, you're going to get another invite to that, so you can bring, if you're buying for you and your wife, you and your boyfriend or girlfriend, your whatever, your enemy, if you want to take them to the game.
Sure.
A nice, peace gesture, I would think. Hey, let's go see Andrew Luck get buried by the new pass rush of the
Heck
Jacksonville
yeah.
Jaguars. 633-2000, that's the number today. We'll tell you all about that throughout the course of the show, and we hope you take advantage of that and support the team that's right here for you in Jacksonville, Florida. All right, coming up, we'll talk with J.P. Shadrick as he's going to give us an update on stadium construction as they delved into that a little bit yesterday on Jaguars.com Live. Also, tell us what's coming up on Jaguars Thursday, and we'll unveil the fan feedback question of the day, ticket-related, as you might imagine. With Fat Tony, I'm Mike Dempsey. We're live at EverBank Field. It's Jaguars today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. All right, Tony, I need a little help right out of the gates.
I don't know.
Sorry, I need a little help. Maybe J.P. Shadrick
and the Yin Yang Twins.
Is this who?
Yin Yang Twins, right?
Is it?
I guess.
It's LMFAO.
It's FAO?
LMFAO.
LMFAO.
I don't
know. Yeah, I was way off.
FAO Schwartz? No?
Y'all don't know this song?
I guess. I'm here to finally admit.
No comment.
I don't keep up on the modern music.
No comment.
Since, like, 1991.
Oh, I know the song.
There we go.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it?
Shots. Yeah. Shots.
Is that what it is?
That's
something
what
about
it
shots?
Is.
That's a good thing we got J.P. Shadrick around, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you. Jaguars today, live from EverBank.
Is it our
Field.
Drinking game, Lauren?
It is not, but good try.
That is good. Hey, Tony's going right. He's guessing right away.
I like it.
Well, she always has a theme with the music every day, J.P.
And we try to figure out what that's
going
to be.
And with one song, we haven't figured it out yet. So
I thought it was every time you had to say today, you had to take a drink.
Well, that's the at-home version of the drinking game. We have our own internal
today,
game that we may or
may
not drink
to. Or every time Gus Bradley says good.
Yeah, and which good or awesome or great
or better.
Or better, yes. any of those
Sweet.
Positive
It'd be a
adjectives.
Hell of a lunch if we're going to do that, I'll tell you. What.
Hammered, okay. Shadrick,
yes,
we're helping the ticket blitz today, and we hope people call in at 633-2000.
By the way, I walked in the ticket office a while ago, buzzing over there.
Is it buzzing over
there?
Yeah,
a lot of energy over there. It always is, but today it's very special.
That makes me feel good, because I want Jaguars today to be able to do our part. I want per capita, per hour, to outpace everyone else today, JP, to the point where I'm going to put my credit card on the table later on the show. I am.
Why?
I'll throw it out and get some tickets.
Wow.
And We'll just give
about
away
time
to
get off the hip.
Later
I mean,
on,
my goodness.
I'm a season ticket holder now, so but I'm going to go above and beyond.
Are you buying lunch too?
I'm absolutely buying lunch. You kidding me?
Good.
Today? By the way, J.P. Shadrick, I should announce or introduce as world's greatest videographer, by the way.
I had it, man. And I picked the club for you, too. Good caddy.
I said,
good caddy. I picked the 8-iron.
When you go, I'm going, I'm kind of, which all of this probably, you know, nullifies the actual legitimacy of this. No, Tony, you just settle
down. Just lay out. You know what? Turn off his microphone.
You settle down.
This story never ends.
So it started like this.
We haven't gotten the full story. I tell it, J.P.
We're on the cart. And we go back to the tips. We're like, boy, that's a big difference from the tips all the way to the front.
Yes.
So then we drive all the way to the front
where
to tee
we play
off.
From.
Right. And then you were like, hey, is it? I might use a 9. Well, I'm going to use an 8. And you used an 8.
Right.
So that's actually a stroke.
We're about the same.
It was a 2 on that
right.
hole for you.
Well, it was a stroke. And you technically picked the ball out of the hole,
yeah.
which I believe the golf refs do. So I made like a 4.
Yeah.
I made the highest the highest score hole in one in the history of golf. Well, all I know is I stuck the tee in the ground. I put the ball on it. I swung one time, hit it in the hole, and you were kind enough to videotape my reaction to it.
Yeah, I got lucky. And it got cut off because my phone was out of memory. So there was
which
much
is probably
more
good because
my
cursing may have followed.
I kept it
PG.
I couldn't video us in the bar at the end of the round.
That
would have probably
been
a good thing.
That guy, I should have got the bartender's name because he was pouring a very healthy drink.
Oh.
Yes, he was, Tony. And everyone who was there took advantage of it on me. Game day experience is obviously different than you've been a broadcaster, you've been in the booth, you've been in the stands, you've been on the sidelines, you've done a lot of these things. Give us something that you look forward to on game day that you know you're not going to be able to get if you're not actually coming to the stadium.
The one thing that really gets me going if I'm in a game and on the field or in the stands or whatever is that anticipation right before the opening kickoff when the guys run out on the field, they break the huddle and line up for the opening kick. Something about that moment when Scobie's approaching the teed-up ball,
right before all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, and then all hell breaks loose for 60 minutes.
Right.
But it's that one last innocent moment, I guess, before the game starts, before guys start killing each other.
Well, hopefully, hopefully that leads to a lot more JAG victories this year.
I agree with that.
A lot of positivity, I mean, around the organization, but ultimately, that's only going to carry you so far. You got to win football games. They know that. But with that, they're trying to increase that game day experience, obviously. I know yesterday on Jaguars.com Live, you guys kind of updated.
Are we winning the hashtag battle of Jaguars Live?
Is that did you just start that hashtag yesterday, or do you use that one all the time?
No, we use it all the time.
And
don't even act like you don't know
hashtag
Jags Live.
Jags Live.
Every Wednesday, 12:30, Jaguars.com.
You can tweet the hell out of that. They've only got one day a week to use hashtag Jaguars Today in conjunction with hashtag Jags Live. No,
maybe.
You know.
There might be a rivalry here.
No, buddy, I'm trying to bring us all together as one people.
You know, Rolling Stones, Beatles, got to have it, you know,
One unit. Yeah. We're the Who. So I'm just going to skip over both of them.
Anyway.
Personal preference. Anyway, what's new with the they swear to me that these frames of screens will have operating video screens on July 26th.
Yesterday on Jaguars.com Live, we had a live update.
Hashtag Jags Live.
Hashtag Jags Live. An update from the north end zone. Brian Sexton was live outside with Hussein Naki, the VP of fan experience here. And they were live from the deck right there, right by where one of the new pools is going to be, and right underneath that new scoreboard. And before the media tour yesterday, there was another media tour yesterday. There was one Tuesday as well. Mark Lamping said that, yes, they will. Everything will be ready to go by that July 26th night where they host Fulham here with DC United and the Carrie Underwood concert. Everything should be done probably earlier than that, so you have a little lead time to get ready to produce that show that night. So from what we understand, it's going to be ready and fully capable and ready to roll by July 26th, and then certainly for the preseason games too, which is pretty exciting. And as you said, you see it coming by. I see it every day. There is a lot to do.
Right.
But Sid Perkins is a pro. He's done this thing before, the construction manager, and He assures everybody that it's going to be done on time and under budget.
I don't know if anyone's figured this out. I watch these shows about restaurant openings and stuff, must open. Why don't they just push it back a week? You know, why don't they start a week earlier? I never get that, why it always comes down to the last second. So if you're a crafty construction person, I would say we're going to be ready on the 15th. We're going to make that deadline July 26th, and we're going to look really good because we're going to be on top of our game. That's how I would approach the whole thing. I don't know if that would work for anybody else, but that's what I would do. Jaguars Thursday, how's it been going for you?
Oh, it's going great with Lagerman and Baselli and that whole crew. Joe Fortunato's here. I mean, it's a party.
That, how's
man.
It going?
No, it's going great. No, you know, starting actually next week. This week we'll wrap up the ticket blitz tonight, of course,
sure.
On Jaguars Thursday and kind of wrap up the week of OTAs, the final week. There's one more scheduled tomorrow, then the mini camp coming up next week. But next Thursday, the caravans begin. So Baselli will be out of the loop next week. He'll be on location. I think it's Palm Coast that Thursday night is the first caravan. So we'll have him on the phone talking about that because he's the MC of all those events. So it's good. It's been good so far.
That whole integrating with the community, we saw yesterday they had the coaches clinic where, you know, Gus Bradley took that kind of a step further and really put his entire staff in the midst of everything with all these high school coaches.
And I tell you what, that was cool. I sat up there most of the day yesterday, and there's an article about to go up just briefly about
people think
it.
I have a rough job.
Jaguars.com. And it's interesting to get all those coaches. I think there were 27 area high schools represented yesterday, nearly 200 coaches in the building, free clinic. And as Gus said in his opening remarks yesterday, this is not a clinic where you're going to get a T-shirt and a gift bag and a, you know, water cooler and a notepad. This is just a ball coaching clinic. That's all it is. So it's Gus had a big speech about his philosophy, the whole organizational philosophy. Jed and Bob Babich had their philosophies on offense and defense. Then they broke down in some smaller groups. So the position coaches came out, had PowerPoint presentations, including some game and practice film to talk about techniques of fundamentals and some scheme, basic scheme things on defense as well. And it was really interesting to be a part of that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they're real. I mean, it's amazing being here and seeing everything that goes on behind the scenes every day. You don't realize how much of that community integration they're working on.
And I think a lot of it, too, is just the transparency. Gus always talks about transparency. Dave Caldwell, too. Well, that's what that is. And whether it's only high school coaches allowed or whatever it is, it's an open discussion for those guys who may not be able to get together a lot and might be rivals. They're not too comfortable sharing information. Well, that was the whole point of Gus's talk yesterday. You know what? He talks to Mark Trestman probably, I'm sure, 2 hours sometimes. But when it comes down to a third down and one, that 2 hours is not going to win or lose that third down and one. Like, just have some info, have a relationship with guys. That's what he's trying to build a little bit around Jacksonville.
Speaking of transparency, we share a studio with Jaguars.com Live. Right? We all operate out of the studio.
Who's sharing?
Have to wait until we're done, and then you can come in. That's how that works. But speaking of transparency, they're going to cut that wall out and put in the window possibly this afternoon. How do you feel about that? No. I like to operate in the shadows.
Say they got to look at us.
I like that's the whole thing. It's not so much that they have to look at us, is that they might see what I'm up to at any given moment.
Yeah. Well, then I get my studio back. I'm totally kidding.
By the way, how's Sexton as a bunkmate?
Oh yeah, roommate over here.
Yeah,
new roommate going well. New edition Jaguars.com, of course. Bringing the heat.
If it came to it, fist fight. Could you take him? I mean,
we're friendly over here.
I know you are now.
I don't know how you guys work at 10-10.
Every 6 months, Tony and I drop the gloves, and
well,
we go at it.
He came in here talking about rivalry, and now he's talking about we're friendly over here.
I don't understand.
He's talking out of both sides there a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, if push came to shove, and you needed to, what's going to go down?
I don't give up my secrets,
all right,
Frank. I mean, just you might find out one day. You don't want to find out.
If it comes to that, Shadrick's got some kind of trick up his sleeve, apparently, that he feels pretty confident in. I don't know, man.
Judo punch Shadrick.
Why are we going to fight? Everything's
fine.
I'm not
saying you're going to fight. I'm just curious if it came to, I mean, we ask these odd questions from time to time, don't we, Tony?
We do.
Like if Shaquille O'Neal got in the ring with Hulk Hogan, what would happen, right? I mean, you guys are two titans of the broadcast industry. I'm just curious.
We're not titans. We're Jaguars.
Good point. That's
wrong word.
He wouldn't even let that slip past him right there because he's J.P. Shattuck, host of Jaguars Thursday.
Yeah, tonight, 6 to 7 on 1010XL.
Yes, he'll continue the ticket blitz inside the Jaguars.
Yes.
That going to happen
today?
We're
going to have
that
today. Practice moved up again.
You're not going to get rained out
today? 10:55.
Right.
And so they moved it up about 30 minutes to 10:55 today. We'll have inside the Jags. I believe Chad Henne's speaking to the media today.
He is.
So we'll have the recap of that on there. It's Kids Club Day at OTA today as well. So we'll
hope they don't get struck by lightning. I mean that sincerely. I do. What? Is that, should I hope they, Fortunato's like just threw his hands up, like, how can you say that? I mean that. Why would you want to feel anything different than that, Joe? I don't understand.
I hope you don't get hit by a bus on the way home.
No, I'm the bad guy.
And I mean
thank
that, really.
Thank you. I would feel worse if you said, I hope you get hit by a bus on the way home.
It's going downhill quickly.
All right, see, we may find out if Shattuck can take me here in a minute, because I think he's coming over to the table. Yes, what do you got? Final
tickets.
Thought.
Tickets. 1010XL ticket back. You got to get that Browns game October 19th.
Yes.
You know, remember, that was the game last year where Cecil Shorts III went to Cleveland. They came back on the last drive. They drive down the field. I think Sanders had two or three catches on that last drive. And then Shorts made Joe Hayden, quote, bite like a mug in the end zone for a touchdown for the game winner. The hometown villain got it done. That was last year, October 19th. This year here in Jackson, we got to pick that one. And your choice of the Indy game, September 21st, or the Texans game, December 7th, both in the division.
My birthday, by the way. Celebrate my birthday with me.
What,
as
December
the Jags 7th? Beat the Texans. Yes.
Yeah.
December 7th.
How old are you?
I was born in 1968. Do the math.
It's my mom's birthday, too. When we worked together over at an old incarnation of the Mike Dempsey Show where I was involved, my mom used to make dessert. We'd have lemon squares that came in every year on Mike's birthday because it happened to be my mom's.
I thought it was for me. It took me years to find out wasn't for me. Well, but this is all about me right here. Buy your Browns tickets. Pair them with the Texans. You come see the game on my birthday. Or you want to see the home opener, pair the Colts up with the Browns. You got $110 in the upper deck. It includes a Cleveland Brown game tailgate that 1010XL is going to throw prior to that game on October 19th. Plus, we'll also have a meet and greet with Jaguar alumni players there. You're going to get an official 1010XL Jaguars t-shirt thrown in. $110. You get tickets to two games of your choice, Cleveland and either Indy or Houston. $130 in the lower bowl.
That's a great deal.
Can't beat these deals. And if you're a season ticket holder, you're like, hey, I already got mine. $20. You can get part of the meet and greet, the pregame tailgate, the t-shirt, all that stuff. So you can be included in the deal as well. Call 633-2000.
I can't wait to see this defensive line get on Andrew Luck on September 21st.
See, that's what we're talking
about. That's going to be awesome.
D-line getting after Andrew Luck. Jadeveon Clowney coming after our quarterbacks here. Maybe, who knows, maybe it's Manziel Bortles. For all we know, circumstance, funny things happen along the way, right?
Yeah, October 19th, midway, I guess.
I don't expect it. I mean, that wouldn't be part of the plan.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet the farm on that.
I wouldn't either. No. But 633-2000, if you do want to bet the farm on that. J.P. Shattuck, tonight, 6 to 7, Jaguars Thursday with Jeff Loggeman and Tony Vaselli. Thanks, man.
Good to see you guys,
best
always.
Best videographer in the world.
Hole in four.
Holy cow, it's a hole in four he got when all the penalty strokes were added up. Dwayne Walker, Jaguars defensive backs coach, we're hopeful to catch up with him for about 10 minutes before practice. Got to take a quick timeout. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, back with more Jaguars today, live at Everbank Field next on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. All right, folks, we continue Jaguars today, live at Everbank Field. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith here with you on 1010XL, 92.5 FM, 633-2000, the Jag ticket officing, our ticket office number. Ticketing number, whatever you want to call it. Ticketing office, Tony.
It's the number you dial want tickets.
I was in the ballpark of proper English, but I missed my last turn there. And 633-2000, get that special one-day deal where you can pair up tickets to the Browns game with either Houston or Indy. Get some special perks thrown in with that as well. One of the perks of doing the show here at Everbank is the chance to take you inside the organization a little bit deeper than we've been able to in years past. And our next guest is emblematic of that. Dwayne Walker is the secondary coach here with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he joins us now on Jaguars Today. How you doing, Coach?
Good, good.
Nice to meet you. We were just talking about the fact we hadn't met you before. We haven't met all the assistant coaches, but got to ask you, we see Gus every day. We see that crazy energy level. You've coached under Pete Carroll for a number of years, both professionally and in the collegiate ranks. He's probably similar, I would guess, in some ways. But what's it like playing for a guy that is that on all the time, or coaching for a guy like that?
Well, he keeps you on. You know, Pete has a lot of energy, but I'm not sure he can match Gus's energy. So I think it's great for our coaching staff, our locker room, our whole football team, because when we come to work every day and you have a coach like Gus, man, he gets you going even when you're struggling to get going.
Coach, you obviously have a lot of young kids there in the secondary, and the discussion for the secondary for the Jags right now starts with Jonathan Cyprian, the second-round pick last year. How would you, looking back, evaluate his rookie season, and does he look better to you coming back for a second year?
I would say growth. Anytime you have a couple rookies like Cyprian and Grotz coming in, and the first day they step in the building, okay, your first team, and not only they have to learn the scheme part of the defense, but there's techniques that goes with it, and then the speed of the game, so it's a lot of stuff that you're throwing at them. And I know the first 8 games, it took him a little bit to just learn the pro game, but I thought the second half of the season, he really improved. And so far, in all of our OTAs and, you know, some of the practices that we've had so far, you can see him continuing to grow.
Winston Guy is getting a lot of run back there right now. Obviously, Josh Evans sidelined with the bone spur surgery. But one thing Gus said he likes is you got two physical presences in the safety unit, and he thinks Winston has enough athleticism to make those sideline-to-sideline plays. Have you liked what you've seen from him so far?
Yes, I think it's great to see both guys kind of growing together because they are physical. They're big hitters. They have enough big space ability to make plays on the ball. So to see these two guys playing together and learning each other so they can play off each other, it's pretty cool so far. So we'll know more come September.
And the conversation on Winston Guy to this point is he looks like a strong safety playing free safety. Do you think that's a fair comment, and do you like the idea of having two big thumpers back there on the back end of your secondary?
Well, I do like two big thumpers. Obviously, they can throw the ball as well, so they have to have the intangibles of playing the run game along with the passing game, but both of them, they have those abilities, so it's pretty cool to see those guys get better every day.
Philosophically, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it seems like Gus likes the certain type of corner that wouldn't necessarily fit every defense, but fits what he wants to do, what his vision is. For you, you've probably seen good ones come in all shapes and sizes over the years, but is there a preference for you when you're envisioning the ideal secondary, how these guys are built?
I think in our system, the longer the better. I'm not saying you can't be successful if you're not a long corner, but you're going to have some other intangibles that's going to get you through if you don't have the length. So the bigger guys that can run with great ball skills, those are the ideal guys, but at the same time, you know, you can find some corners that can do those same things, but they're probably have a little bit more of freakish athletic abilities if they're smaller guys.
Alan Ball was brought in as a free agent last year, and honestly, Coach, it spent 6 pretty underwhelming years in the National Football League before he got here, but looked like he bloomed into that position at corner for the Jags last year. What clicked for him? Was it just that he was comfortable kind of playing that man-style defense that he was asked to play here? What didn't go right for the first 6 years that went right last year?
Well, I think for us it really came down to our scheme, and he had to learn to trust the techniques that goes along with our scheme, gave him a chance to improve, and he's bought in, he's embraced it. I challenge him quite a bit on certain things, and he listens, and he wants to be great. So I think a lot of it goes with just trusting the things that we're doing, and he's a heck of a competitor.
Jaguars defensive backs coach Dwayne Walker here with us for a few minutes on Jaguars today. Coach, I think, you know, we've seen Dwayne Grotz flash and make some plays. I think you guys have high hopes for him. I think you know what you have in Will Blackman. That's why you re-signed him. But Demetrius McCray, we've heard some positive buzz about this young man. Jags took a couple of guys really late last year, and this will be the first opportunity for extended playing time. What are you seeing from him?
He has an old soul, and it's cool coaching him because it's like talking to a 40-year-old man. And even though he's a young man, but he really listens. He's very smart. He wants to execute it the way that you want it done on the field. So he's fun to coach because he's a sponge and he's getting better every day.
We obviously haven't had the chance to see him in a Jags uniform yet, but fourth-round pick Aaron Colvin, what did you like about him on tape and having the opportunity to coach him for a few days up there at the Senior Bowl?
Physical player and the ability to make plays on the ball.
And obviously you guys feel like, you know, if he returns to full health by next year, you're getting a great value where you got him, I would think.
No question. I know when I was the head coach at New Mexico State, I went to watch their spring practice when he was at Oklahoma, and I didn't know that much about him. And I said, wow, who's that guy? And here he is in the NFL, you know, with the Jags.
You're going to learn a lot more about him over the next few years. By the way, you mentioned New Mexico State coaching stops at Mount San Antonio College, Utah State, Brigham Young, Oklahoma State, Cal, the New England Patriots, Southern Cal, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins, UCLA, the aforementioned New Mexico State, and here with the Jacksonville Jaguars. When you sat down during the break, man, your wife has to be an understanding type. To marry a football coach, this is part of the deal. The family has got to all be on board, don't they? I mean, you've got three children, a lovely wife. It's got to be a bit of a challenge when you're that nomadic.
Very lucky man. You know, no drama. As I mentioned earlier, they're ticked off at me once through all those moves. But, you know, without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I've been able to do throughout my career. So I feel very blessed.
That was one you said. You'd gone to Southern Cal. You'd coached with Pete Carroll in New England. You went to Southern Cal to join him. You thought, okay, we're going to settle in Southern California. And immediately got a chance to go back to the NFL and felt like you couldn't pass it up. You survived. That one was over a decade ago. I think you survived it, Coach.
Oh, yeah. Those were about 4 or 5 days were tough on me, though.
Well, we hope the next several years at least are spent right here in Jacksonville helping develop a winner. I got some raw material to work with. We know you got to get out there on the practice field. We appreciate your
goal,
time,
Coach?
Today.
I mean, what is, just quickly, what is the goal? I know you're coaching the defensive backs here. Is there something that you want to accomplish in the NFL? Do you want to be a head coach one day? Or
That's a good question. I've been pretty blessed. I've been a coordinator. I mean, I've been a head coach, even though it's in the college ranks. And my whole attitude has been just do the best job I can do, you know, where I'm at. And if anybody notices some skills that I have that can take me to another level, obviously I would be open to it.
There you go. Coach Dwayne Walker coaches the defensive backs of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nice to meet you. Thanks for stopping by. Beat the rain today and get these guys coached up. We'll see you out there in the practice field.
Okay, thanks for having me.
You got it. Dwayne Walker, as we said, he's traveled the road, Tony, and he settled here on the First Coast. We appreciate him stopping by today. And I think some of the guys that Jaguar fans are most excited about are some of the young players in that secondary.
No doubt.
And we'll watch their development definitely over the next few years. If you miss Bob Babich, by the way, defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he was on this morning with Dan Hicken. You'll hear a part of that conversation coming up a little bit later on during Jaguars Today. Don't forget, Ticket Blitz ongoing. And about an hour from now, I'm going to dip in to the old Jaguars Today account and get a couple of pair of tickets myself on this deal. $110 if you want tickets to both the Cleveland Browns home game, which is October 19th, Johnny Manziel and company coming to Jacksonville. You could pair that with either the home opener, which is the Indianapolis Colts, or my birthday game, the Houston Texans, coming to take their beating here at EverBank. And you can go either way, ticket to either the Browns-Colts or Browns-Texans, $110 in the upper deck. That gets you a 1010XL tailgate prior to the Browns game on October 19th, and you'll have an exclusive meet-and-greet opportunity at that game with Jaguar alumni players. Also, you get the official 1010XL Jaguars T-shirt. $130 is $20 more. You can move that down into the lower bowl in Section N and get all the same perks that go with that. So, really, you can go $220, $260 for a pair of tickets to each game. Maybe you're a season ticket holder in the past. Maybe you want to kind of dip your toe back into that water. Maybe you're not at the spot financially where you can plunk down for season tickets. Here's a great way to experience Jaguar football in what's soon to be a state-of-the-art refurbished stadium, including the world's largest video boards and all the different amenities that they're putting in the north end zone, the different various seating options that they're giving you. And it's a great way to come in and check that out by calling 633 2000. Do that now, 633-2000, and throughout the day. Today is the only day you're going to get this particular deal on Jaguar tickets. And if you're already a season ticket holder, just call up and tell them that you are. But you want to take advantage of the tailgate, the meet and greet, get the T-shirt, $20. And you can do all that just as well. We don't want to leave anybody out on that score. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, thanks to Dwayne Walker, Jaguars defensive backs coach, for stopping by. More of Jaguars today, including this date in football history, coming up at the top of the hour right here on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. What you got, Tony? Last name ever,
first name greatest, like a spring. This is Drake.
Drake's Cakes, Devil Dogs. Do I have it? Did I get it right?
I don't think so. Is it like stadium music?
You're pretty close.
I don't know.
Well, it seems pretty close. So
pretty close.
Like hype music? I don't know.
All right, and so what would that be called? What's another thing that would get you hyped?
Game day?
Mm-hmm. And what do you do before game day?
Tailgate music.
There you go.
This is tailgate music? Is
this
that what
is
you're
all,
telling us?
Yes, this is what, if you were to turn on a tailgate playlist, everything you're going to hear today would be on it.
This is not what the dude was playing when we were tailgating before the soccer game the other day.
He was playing some like random 80s stuff.
Yeah, that was far from it. So this, now we know what Lauren's playing at her tailgate.
Yeah.
I assume
tailgate.
Skinner is coming at some point.
No.
This morning. No.
Nope.
How dare you? All right.
So you'll have to wait and see what else. All right.
All right. Let's go with what's coming up next year, this date.
I did it. I win.
And now, this date in football history.
I have a bone of contention here. You said stadium music. I believe I was the one who uttered tailgate music.
I got us there. That's all I'm saying.
It's like the guy who drives it down to the 1 yard line. That last 3 feet.
I was dropping the crumbs
everything.
On the trail.
Okay.
I could have let y'all keep going.
They're gonna put the touchdown in my column. Okay, you led block down to the one.
They probably play that music in the stadium too. I bet they're playing shots.
But that was not
the
theme. The theme is prescribed by Lauren Brooks. This date in football history is presented by Dr. James McCall's Comprehensive and Cosmetic Dentistry. Today is the day that you took advantage of the 1010XL Jaguar ticket deal, is what today's date in history is. Because, Tony, ain't a damn thing that happened of any significance. Honestly, the most significant birthday that I can find on here, Kevin Turner, remember the fullback from the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ryan Tucker, St. Louis Rams center, Ryan Tucker.
Sweet.
That's what I got for you, those birthdays.
I got,
what do you got?
Donna, over at the station, who's kind enough to send out an email every day now with the state
like
sports
the food?
History.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's only...
You should start reading her emails again.
There's a couple, I guess, football-related things in here today. Steve Young... retired from the NFL this date in 2000.
Oh, who put him into retirement? Who delivered the blow? Came on that blitz out of the secondary.
I don't remember.
That was Aeneas Williams.
Oh.
Lights out.
And in a sports note, at least, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were both murdered on this date outside their home in Los Angeles. Of course, O.J. Simpson later acquitted of those killings, but he was held liable in a civil suit.
God bless the legal system. So I guess you're trying to match my statement that I hope the children don't get struck by lightning?
Hey, is history, buddy.
Is that what it is? Oh, and by the way, these two lovely people with plenty of life left ahead of them.
This is quite a macabre show.
It's been a macabre last 10 minutes or
the,
so.
The 30 for 30 documentary on basically O.J. and the Bronco and what was going on that night and in sports and American culture... As that was all going on, they replayed that on Monday night.
And yeah, I'm a fan.
I watched it again, and I'm telling you, it really was kind of the beginning of this culture's mass, like, looking at reality TV and that kind of thing. I mean, it was O.J. Simpson and that Bronco and the drama that went along with that because people were watching O.J. Simpson in a Bronco instead of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, the real world would beg to differ, by the way. thank you very much. And no, and that's why I don't like to think of that because as a Knicks fan, we had our best chance to win the title.
Oh, I know.
That year since the early 70s. And then I couldn't even see the game. But for a while, I got... You know, like the corner of the screen, and then I didn't get any of the screen that night. Was not pleased with that whatsoever. So, Oh yeah, that was definitely it launched the careers, the media careers of basically everyone associated with that.
No doubt.
Would had Robert Kardashian not been one of OJ's lawyers, did that help propel him to any fame? I mean, he wasn't the lead guy. I'm trying to think, would we have had the Keeping Up with the Kardashians fiasco were it not for the whole O.J. Simpson alleged double murder? You know, it wouldn't be the worst thing O.J. would be responsible for, let's put it that way, but it would add to the list, I think, of things that we'd rather not have had happen.
Sure. So. It's all pretty surreal, looking back on it, including the fact that anyone knows who a Kardashian is.
By the way, if you happen to read the tabloids when you're in line at the grocery store, I'm told that there's a theory that Khloe's biological dad may be a Renthal, is all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, Khloe. I'm just saying it's a theory that's out there. Khloe looks more like OJ than she does. And she does, don't you think she has kind of some OJ features?
Are we going into comparing the Kardashian sisters now?
I'm just saying, if you look at her, she looks a little different than the other two, and there is a resemblance to one Orenthal James Simpson.
I suppose there could be. I don't know.
And they were very tight-knit, the Kardashian-Simpson group. Back in the day. I'm just saying, it could be some cross-pollination that had happened back.
I'm beginning to regret having brought this up.
Why? I mean, I think that's an interesting talking point.
Now we're just becoming a gossip show. Is Khloe's father O.J. Simpson?
I want to know.
We'll discuss it next.
I want to know. Actually, I don't want to know, but I do read, if it ever is determined, I will find it on the front page of the tabloids. Come on, you read the tabloid front page when you're standing in the checkout line. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
What they're there for?
Oh yeah, Batman, Batboy.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Batboy was a good one.
The weightlifter whose arms exploded.
They had the front page picture on the Weekly World News of Clinton shaking hands with the space alien.
Yeah,
which was nice.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, because that's likely something they wouldn't notice. The guy with the big flash camera in the corner taking that picture as that was going on, so that wouldn't have been covered. Did we cover the state in football history?
Yeah, we got it.
We sort of got that out of the way. All right, it's brought to you by Dr.
It was a lot more than even you knew, Mike.
Yeah, apparently so. Who knew? Dr. James McCullough's Comprehensive and Cosmetic Dentistry presents it every week or every day, located on Gate Parkway. If you need cosmetic work or you're on the market for a family dentist, call Dr. McCullough's office at 620-9225 or visit jamesjmccullough.com for a complete list of comprehensive care services. It's at this time, Tony, that I realized I never gave out the fan feedback question of the day, which, in honor of the ticket blitz today, we asked you via the social media outlets of facebook.com/JaguarsToday and our many Twitter handles, what is your favorite memory, or what is one of your best memories from
the first game
or season in which you bought Jaguar tickets? Whether, you know, if you bought remember going to the first game you ever went to, or if it was a case where you bought season tickets in X year, what is it that stands out to you as far as that goes? And share those thoughts. You can tweet us at MD_1010XL, at 1010XL, Fat Tony, at 1010XL, Lauren, and we will award a Jaguars Today t-shirt to one lucky winner. I got to check with you later, Lauren. I picked a winner from yesterday, but I got to confirm that this person is not one yet.
And we love, by the way, when you actually pick up your t-shirt and then you wear it and then you take a picture and then you post it.
Oh, you take a picture and tweet it. That's phenomenal.
We love that. Or post it on Facebook.
Yes. We like it so much. Well, there's no real benefit you get out of it. But we do like it so much. So we appreciate you doing that. We also like today, don't call us, call the team, 633-2000. If you've been waiting for the opportunity, if you're like, you know what, I can go, I can't afford to buy season tickets, I don't want to invest in the whole season, I'm not sure, I'm not this, I'm not that. Well, look, you can't get a better deal. $110, two seats, one for the Browns game, and then one for either the Indy or the Houston game. So if you're going, you just want to go by yourself, $110 gets you tickets to the Browns game on October 19th, plus the other division game of your choice between the Colts and the Texans, one or the other, either the home opener or the December 7th visit when the Texans here come to town with Jadeveon Clowney and company. $110 in the upper deck, $130 in the lower bowl. So it's a great deal either way. You figure it out. Multiply times two. Bring a friend. You're talking $220 for two games. Includes a pregame tailgate that 1010XL is going to throw on October 19th. Prior to the Browns game, going to be a lot of fun there. That'll include a big meet and greet with a lot of former Jaguar players. Also, the official 1010XL Jaguars T-shirt, which I have yet to even see.
Me either.
Tony. It's been rumored to be in the works for a while, so we look forward to the debut of that. And all that included in that low price, $110 gets you a ticket to the Browns and either the Colts or the Texans home games here at Everbank. So over a quarter of the games that will be played during the regular season here at Everbank, you'll be able to get in for just over $100 plus some other nice amenities. And if you all are already a season ticket holder, call the same number, 633-2000. Tell them that you are, but you want to take advantage of this deal for $20. They'll add on the tailgate party, the meet and greet, throw you in a T-shirt as well. So it's a great deal all around, whether you've already supported the team through a ticket purchase or whether you're just thinking about doing it. 633-2000 is a great way to start your day and get involved. And we'll be doing this all day here on 1010XL as we try to drum up some turnstile business here for the Jacksonville Jaguars for those selected home games with the individual ticket sales going on. And honestly, it gives you a little flexibility there as well. You get Manziel and company coming to town. You can watch Andrew Luck and the Colts in the home opener. You can watch Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt come to town in December, whichever way you want to go as far as that goes. Bob Babich, defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars, joined Dan Hicken this morning on the drill. You'll hear that conversation coming up shortly. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, hanging out at Everbank live on 1010XL's Jaguars Today. 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor.
All right, back here on Jaguars Today on Thursday as we continue with Lauren's theme of tailgate music. This isn't the music that I would be playing at my tailgate.
However, this will get the girls to shake it, Tony.
Then I will be playing this at my tailgate the next time I have the opportunity to. Speaking of tailgating, you have the opportunity as a listener here to the station today, and today only we're doing a one-day 1010XL ticket pack that'll give you the opportunity to go see the Cleveland Browns game when they come to town this year in October. Also, you get to choose between Indianapolis and the Houston Texans game. So you get to choose one of those two. You'll in the upper deck, that'll be a $110 ticket package. You can go in the lower bowl for $130. That includes a special tailgate before the Cleveland Browns game on October 19th. An exclusive meet and greet with some Jaguars alumni players. We'll also have that official Jaguars 1010XL t-shirt that even we haven't had a chance to see yet. So we've been being teased about this shirt. Hopefully I get one too, but you can only buy the pack today. It's a special offer from the Jags and 1010XL to buy it. Call 904-633-2000. Earlier today on the drill, defensive coordinator Bob Babich had the chance to sit down and talk to Dan Hicken. We wanted to make sure that you had the opportunity to hear that conversation again. Here's Jags defensive coordinator Bob Babich.
Let's bring in Bob Babich. He's a Jaguars defensive coordinator and visit with him. Coach, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing well. An exciting time for sure. You guys have been getting a lot of work done. Let's just talk about your overall impression as you see the guys that you're going to have this fall to go to battle with. A lot of changes on the defense. Just your overall thoughts about the group you'll be working with.
Well, there's a couple things. The first thing would be, Dan, is that, you know, in the second year, things have smoothed out. I mean, This spring has gone well, really well, as far as installing the defenses, the guys knowing what to do. So what that does in turn, that allows them to play faster.
Right.
So the guys that were here last spring, I think that their game has improved just because of that. The second thing is, you know, the free agents that we signed and the rookies that we drafted have really helped us and upgraded us, and they've done a good, great job of fitting in. Fortunately, two of them, you know, came from Seattle, which were involved in the system. So their, you know, their learning curve was really, you know, small. They didn't have to learn a whole lot. They just needed to learn how we're doing things here with the Jaguars. And then the rookies, you know, have really been doing a good job. They're a little bit behind, you know, when you install, it starts to pile up and it slows them down. So the thing that we've been most impressed with this spring is the speed that we've been playing with. And what I'm talking about, it's not necessarily that a guy can run fast,
right,
but mentally they're reacting fast, and you know, they're getting to the ball a lot faster. So we've been really pleased. We got a long way to go,
right?
No doubt about that,
right?
But the progress has been good.
Seems to me, from my untrained eye and looking at the roster, that there will be a lot of options and combinations for you guys up front.
Well, first of all, I would say that, you know, from what I hear, Dan, your eye is trained.
You're wrong.
The second thing is that is correct. We have a lot of different options. We could go three big guys and a fast guy. We could go two fast guys, a big guy, and a medium guy. We could go three fast guys and a medium guy when it's a passing situation. So we do have a lot of flexibility with the defensive front. Coach Todd Wash and Aaron Whitecott and one of our other coaches, they've done a great job with those guys. And, you know, Andre Branch continues to get better, and Chris Clemens doing a great job. And, you know, Ryan Davis and Jason Babin. And, you know, we have a lot of different options. And Red Bryan has been, you know, just done an outstanding job. And Tyson Alulu is, he's doing really well, too. He's as healthy as he's ever been.
Visiting with Bob Babich, the Jaguars defensive coordinator, and just working with, you know, that group that you have together, that coaching staff, the way you guys have been through going through the first year, sticking together, staying with the plan, working for Gus. Just talk a little bit about that and the relationships that you guys develop in the world of professional football, Coach.
Dan, I'm glad you bring that up because our coach, the defensive staff, you know, has come together really well. And all we want to do, everybody has taken ownership in the scheme that we put together. It isn't my scheme.
Right.
We want it to look like Coach Bradley wants it to look. That's the most important thing. And we've done it together as a unit. And, you know, I couldn't be more pleased with those guys. Everybody just wants to do their job, and there's no egos. And, you know, Dwayne Walker, Mike Rutenberg, Robert Sala, Scotty Hazleton, Todd Wash, Aaron Whitecott, and Dan Samasha, they've all done a great job. And it's just been a lot of fun. And once again, I'm not saying that we're where we need to be.
Right.
I'm just saying that, you know, we're pleased with the way things are right now, and we need to continue to get better.
Yeah, you never, you know, and we've heard it from Coach Bradley and you guys, you never get comfortable, but at least there, look, you're going to have a better defense than you did last year. Right? I mean,
you know, why you want to put that pressure on?
Come on now.
No, we're just excited about the energy, attitude, and effort that our guys are playing with. I mean, we couldn't ask for any more. We just, as coaches, our job is to make sure that mentally they're prepared, because we're getting the effort and the energy and the attitude that we need to, you know, to help them be successful and to help our team be successful. So we just need to make sure that we stay on task and that we get them headed in the right direction.
Let me ask you a couple more questions. Visiting with Bob Babich, Jaguars defensive coordinator, Paul Posluszny, is everything you thought he'd be and more? I mean, just to me, he's such a football player. He just, you know, he just wants to, you know, and I look at that guy, and it's guys like that that I root for so much, because that guy's been playing in the league 7 or 8 years and has yet to go to the playoffs. I mean, that's what he strives for, right?
I didn't know that, but let me tell you, I'd take him one step further. He's a football guy. He's not just a football player. I mean, when he's off the field, he's thinking football. You know, the thing about Paul that has impressed me so much, he's going to try to do it exactly like you tell him, so he could be the best he can be. That's, you know, he's trying. If you tell him to take this step, he's going to take that step. You know, so a lot of guys do it just, you know, they just kind of freelance and do some things instinctively. Paul is going to try to put himself in position, you know, with his footwork, with his fit on a run, with his block protection, his hand placement. He's going to try to, you know, do it exactly like you ask him so that he can, you know, be the best he could be. He has that mentality, you know. So it's just been a blast to coach him. You know, he's from my hometown, so I've known him for a little bit. That's correct.
Yeah. You Pennsylvania guys from the heart of football country.
Yeah, I know I don't sound like I'm from Pennsylvania, but, you know, I am. I'm a steelworker's son, you know.
And lastly, just about you, Coach Babich, the road traveled. I love to look at your guys' resumes because, you know, it's a rewarding life. It's a great life. And every one of you I talked to would never trade it, but, I mean, you know, you went to Tulsa, Wisconsin, Bowling Green, East Carolina, Pitt, North Dakota State, and onto the NFL. Just talk about your experiences and the road traveled to here in Jacksonville.
Well, you know, it would seem like, you know, and I have two children, so you would think that all the moving and all that stuff, you know, would be tough on them. But the way we looked at it as a family, it helped them become comfortable in any social situation because they had to walk into a school for the first time a bunch of times.
Right.
So you would think that they would stay away from it. But my son is a coach and my daughter married a coach. So now they're doing the same thing. But you know what, Dan? I love this profession. Yeah. I wonder whether they've done anything else. It is a well-traveled road. But, you know, with all the experiences that you get, it just helps you become the best you could be. You know, it helps you build who you are. And, you know, it wasn't until about 4 years ago that I rounded myself out to be where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about, you know, my coaching style and things that I believe in right now. So it's taken a while, but I've really enjoyed it. And my wife has been great throughout it, you know, with all the moves. Because we pick up, move, and go to work while they stay back with the kids and get everything taken care of. And, you know, they have to come and get the kids situated in school and stuff like that. So a coach's wife is really special. But
the coaching profession
is tough. But, you know, you just hang in there and you hope that your reputation keeps you connected to the, you know, the profession.
Well, we're glad to have you here in Jacksonville. We're looking forward to this year big time, Coach. We appreciate the time. Have a great day. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Bob Babich, Jaguars defensive coordinator. Talk a little bit about that defense.
What else would he be talking about but that defense? We appreciate Bob Babich. Bob's a good doobie, too, man.
He is, man.
I tell you what, it's been fun for us, Tony, especially because of the show we've done over the last year plus, and the time you were on with me from 1 to 4. I've been on in that time slot for quite a while now. It really was tough to get down here, watch OTAs, watch training camp practices, go to open locker room sessions. So now, you know, we get spoiled. We're getting to learn a little bit more about the ins and outs of the organization and some of the good stories that these guys have. Bob Babich, defensive coordinator, of course, Dwayne Walker, we had on, defensive backs coach earlier today. They are going to be up against it in terms of getting the full practice in today, I would think.
Does it look bad?
I just ran out to the car. I forgot my digital recorder out there in case we want to do any post-practice interviews today. So I figured, all right, let me run out during this break and it looks inclement, let's just say. It's the dark clouds are all around us right now. And I'm guessing if I was out at Southampton, the lightning alarm may have gone off by now. Because that thing is touchy and testy. You can't get...
it's that time of year.
I know, man. But I tell you, the lightning alarm out at that place is a frequent companion of mine when I try to sneak in a quick afternoon 18, as far as that goes. I don't think anybody's sneaking in a quick afternoon 18 today. It doesn't look like it, but that's what's going on out there. Now, I just stopped by the ticket department a few minutes ago. I want to demonstrate to people how easy this is, what we're doing today with the ticket blitz for 1010XL. I'm happy to see a lot of those folks busy on the telephone today, because there are obviously a lot of 1010XL listeners, big-time Jaguar fans, and maybe already season ticket holders, and that's going to be my challenge to you in the next 30 minutes. If you're a Jaguars Today listener, I would think there's a high percentage chance that you're already a ticket holder to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's just how you are. You're hardcore, you're devoted, you're dedicated, and if that's the case, like me, I'm a season ticket holder, and heck, I can't even use my seats most of the time, but just to show you how easy it is, and because we want to, at some point down the road, reward some of our Jaguars Today listeners with some tickets, I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of the ticket deal myself. We'll get somebody in from the ticketing department in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Sweet.
I'll show you how quick this whole process is. In fact, my salesperson who I bought the season ticket package from has gone on to take a job with Notre Dame. So I've got a brand new person I'll be dealing with, and I'll show you. The whole thing will take about 2 minutes. You can call 633-2000 anytime today, but only today, to get this deal. Don't sit there on the fence and go, man, that sounds like a really good deal. I've got some friends who aren't ticket holders. They'd love to go to a couple of games. Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe I can't. Whatever the case may be, I'm going to challenge you, even if you are a ticket holder, if you can afford it, to put some more of those teal and black and gold-clad butts in the seats this year. At the Browns game, October 19th, we'll have a pregame tailgate, bunch of Jaguar alumni. You'll get to mix and mingle with, get some autographs, enjoy the tailgate atmosphere. We're going to throw it specially for people who are taking advantage of this offer today and today only. You can pair that game with either the home opener against the Colts or the Houston Texans coming to town for their yearly beating on December 7th. So you can celebrate my birthday, my 46th birthday this year, as the Jags knocked the crap out of the Texans here.
Do it.
At Everbank, and you can watch them. Maybe, who knows, maybe the cheerleaders will sing happy birthday to me on the big screen. What do you think the odds of that happening are?
I don't know.
Probably pretty low.
We're
right
a pretty
now.
Big deal in the building.
Oh, yeah. We haven't. It's interesting. We've gotten to know a lot of the assistant coaches, a lot of the guys further down the depth chart. The cheerleaders haven't made it a point to come by the Jaguars Today studio that often.
No.
Since we've been here. I find that a shocking oversight.
But, are you efforting for the Roar?
I'm not efforting for the Roar to come by, but they're more than welcome to. I mean, we had Marcus Pollard just walked in yesterday, right in the middle of the show, decided to pull up a microphone. That's how we are. If the Roar want to come in and visit.
You won't turn them away.
And I'm not going to turn them away. you know, I don't know if it would be great radio or not, but then again, does it really matter? And it'll be even better when they put that big bay window in, Tony, that they're threatening to do at some point this afternoon.
Well, it's happening soon.
Apparently. Unfortunately for them, they decided to schedule that construction for after noon today. So, again, $110 if you want the package in the upper deck. You get seats in Section P. You're going to get the tickets to the Browns game and either the Colts game or the Texas game. $130 in the lower bowl. That's a great deal as well. Get the pregame tailgate, the meet and greet with the Jag alumni. Get a 1010XL Jaguars t-shirt. Just call 633-2000. 633-2000 in about 5 minutes. I'm going to pretend like I called that number, but I'm going to have a real live human being sitting across the table from me. You'll have a live human being to talk to on the phone. I just saw somebody who showed up to the stadium to take advantage of the ticket deal. You can do that as well. So whether you're already a season ticket holder or you're just trying to get and sample a few games at a reasonable cost, that's a great way to do it. So 633-2000, you can only take advantage of this deal today. It's only for 1010XL listeners, 92.5 FM listeners. Coming back, we'll take a look at the fan feedback spotlight from today, asking you, what do you remember? What stands out to you? What great memories do you have from your first game or season that you bought Jaguar tickets too, and we'll go through some of the responses we've gotten so far, both on Facebook and on Twitter. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, live at Everbank. It's Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Tailgate music.
Oh, yeah.
This headlines my tailgate every Sunday. I don't usually tailgate every Sunday.
The Beasties.
Yeah. Brass Monkey. You ever drink Brass Monkey?
No.
It was actually a thing, obviously. Back in the day. I never tried it either, but I knew some friends who had. Weren't all that impressed with it.
No?
Nah, but apparently it did its job.
The song's fun.
The song is very fun. Apparently it did its job very well, however. I don't think its job was to taste good, is what it was.
No.
Back in the day.
No.
All right. Jaguars Today. Yes, Bob Babich referred to Tyson as Tyson Alulu. Yes, he did.
Alulu!
He did it both in the interview this morning and in the replay. Okay? I feel better about that.
Quarter in the jar.
You know what I feel great about? I feel great about what Osher called the new rookie quarterback yesterday.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to say it in reference to it, lest it pollute my tongue. I feel like it got me off the hook as not being the last guy to have mispronounced the first name of the new quarterback. Got confused with a similar sounding first name of another quarterback.
It's like playing animals on the golf course, like... If you're holding that particular card at the end of like a month or something like that.
By the way, if anyone's not playing animals, they should. It's a blast of a game. We'll explain that one day, but that's for down the road. I've asked for someone from the ticket department to come over. The good news is apparently they're all tied up on the phones at the moment. So we're going to try to get somebody in here in the next 10 minutes, show you just how quick, if you call 633-2000, you can get in, get out, get on with your day with a great deal on Jaguar ticketing. And with that today, Tony, the Tom Bush Family of Dealerships Fan Feedback Spotlight, asking Jaguar fans every day what drives you. Today, we asked when you drove to the game for the first time, when you bought your first Jag tickets, what do you remember from that experience? Not the buying of the tickets, but the first game you attended with tickets that you purchased, be it as a season ticket holder, maybe all the way back to 95, a lot of people weighing in on that, or maybe much more recently, and we've seen a lot of that as well, seen some great stories of went took my dad to the game for the first time. Give us a sample of what we've seen on Twitter so far.
Here's from Twitter from Tony. We got 1995 versus Houston was hotter than two goats in a pepper patch.
Oh, of course.
Hashtag Jaguars today. We got a three-parter here from our man Tim. First ever game was Morton's miss. I remember the roar of the crowd when he missed the field goal. It was at that moment that I knew you had to be at the games for the special moments. I was 10 at the time. As soon as I could, I moved back to Jacksonville from Tennessee just to be a season ticket holder. Haven't missed a game since. Hashtag Jaguars today. From Eric, my first game I bought tickets to was the 99 playoff game against Miami. 90-yard Freddie T run, 8-82, 62 to 7. Monday Night Football versus the Ravens from Brock. Went to the game sober. Ended with a drunken celebratory dip in Friendship Fountain. That's always a nice way to end the night. And from Brandon, I remember Boyz II Men singing the national anthem at the first game. First game I missed was Anderson's kick. Hashtag fail. Hashtag Jaguars today. And for Chad, look, Mike and I could do this, but I think it'll be more meaningful from Lauren Brooks. Chad says his first game was against the Oilers. Even though we lost, he had a blast. Also, it's his birthday. Can he get a shout-out and a T-shirt? Hashtag Jaguars today. Mike, you and I could say happy birthday
happy
to Chad.
Happy birthday to you.
But Lauren, would you wish Chad a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Chad. I hope it is a fantastic day and an even better night.
All right. Oh, an even better night. Good luck to you, Chad. And wear
there
that
go,
Jaguars
Chad.
Today T-shirt proudly. Yes, we sometimes give in to pandering. Absolutely.
It's fine.
Begging, whatever you want to call it. The Tom Bush Family of Dealerships presents a fan feedback spotlight on the Tom Bush Family of Dealerships. Includes Tom Bush Volkswagen, Mazda, Tom Bush BMW, Tom Bush Mini. You can visit TomBush.com for more information the next time you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or follow them on Twitter at Tom Bush Motors. Now, if you're in the market for Jaguar tickets,
yes,
we tell you the number to call all the time is 633-2000. Today is no exception. I've got someone fresh out of the ticket office here right now. He's wondering probably, why the hell did I get picked? And what are they going to do or say to potentially embarrass me in the next 5 minutes of the broadcast day here on 1010XL 92.5 FM? Joe, we get on the microphone over there? We're a hot mic. Who are we? Introduce yourself. We haven't met everyone here yet with the Jags ticketing department. Who are we talking to today?
My name is David Scordo, and I'm one of our sales representatives.
What's up, David? How are you?
I'm doing well.
How's the job? How do you like being a ticket salesperson?
Oh, I love
Jacksonville
it.
Jaguars?
I love it. It's we're staying busy this time of year.
We hear good things about the interest level, the sales, the projections. In general, you guys happy with the way things have been going?
Absolutely. We've been, it's been one of our best off seasons. This is my fifth season with the team here, and it's been one of the most busy off seasons we've had just with everything going on here.
What is it, as you know, you've seen some good times, not so good times in the win-loss column. What is it that you're hearing from fans? What are they expressing in terms of why they're excited about this year's team, why they're believing that this year's team is going to take that big step in the right direction?
Just a renewed excitement from the direction of the team, starting from Mr. Khan down to Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, and just the culture that they're creating here on that side of the football side. In addition to that, you know, all the improvements that we're doing to the stadium, it's just something new and fresh that we're going to be one of the leaders in the league as far as having these new pools, swimming pools or spas. in the North End Zone and some of the new products that we're coming out with, just creating a lot of excitement.
What is it about? Is it the video boards? Is it the pool? Is it the cabanas? What do you think is one of the bigger selling points?
I think it's all of it. I think the scoreboards are definitely something that's going to be new and exciting to have the largest to be able to claim that. In the world, to be able to have those. And then these new pools obviously are creating a lot of excitement. So with the national media attention that we've gotten here in the last week or so, so we've got a lot of phone calls from that. We've sold the majority of our cabanas out at this point.
Yeah, very cool. I saw that. And I thought as well when I got my season tickets in Section 213, as I was kind of cruising around and looking at some of the alternatives out there, those little four-person tables that sit there, I guess, between the 100 right. and the 200 level, basically. Unobstructed view. You get four seats, includes unlimited food and beverage, as far as I can recall. What do they go for the season?
It's $31.50, so it's $3.50 a game for the nine games for the season.
Per person.
You have to purchase the whole table. It's four seats, so it's about $12,500 on the east side. And we're sold out on the west side. We only have seats left on the east side. Like you said, it's probably the best sight lines we have in the stadium.
It's so good. It's so convenient because if you want to head, you mean get the food and beverage, but if you want to head to the restroom, whatever, you're already in the aisle basically. You've got your own section there. You're never going to have any issues with anybody standing in front of you, not being able to see the football game. You get there early, take advantage of everything that comes with it. I think those are a pretty cool option for you guys.
Absolutely.
Today. We're offering tickets to the Cleveland Browns paired with either the Indianapolis Colts or the Houston Texans. Now, I know you don't have your laptop sitting in front of you at this moment, but I'm a season ticket holder. I want to get one of these packages. You tell me. I'm calling you on the phone right now. Hello, may I speak with David, please? David, I'm a season ticket holder. I want to take advantage of the 1010XL deal. How difficult is this going to be for me?
It's very easy. We just you call in, we pick out your seat location, you tell us the other game that you want to go to, either the Colts or the Texans game. We pick out where you want to get seats at, buy them in, and that's it. It's pretty very simple.
That's simple.
Minutes.
All right. What if I cross you up? I say I've got a credit card on file with you guys. I want to put it on a different card today.
Not a problem.
No
just,
issues.
Just get that number, and then we're good to go.
Friendly customer service.
Very.
100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Should they call and ask for you by name? Would that help you out?
Absolutely.
If they ask you by name.
Absolutely.
Is that how this ticket business works, Tony?
Yes.
I have a feeling that there's some kind of incentive program in there. Here's what I want to know. You're in the ticket department trying to give people a visual. Most Jaguar fans have never stepped beyond that opening lobby in here. And as you walk in, you got the ticket department on your left. You go down a couple hallways, turn right. That's where the radio studio is. So we walk past you every day. You've got these smiley face emoticons all right, up behind you indicating what renewals, new season tickets, everything. Yep. And it keeps your status year to date plus what you did yesterday.
Right.
At any point, you want to put your fist through that machinery.
Sometimes, yeah. You don't want to see those red faces up there on the that scoreboard. So
basically,
to speak.
You get like a smiley face, which is green. You get the neutral, which is yellow. You get the red, which means, hey, we better do better today kind of thing.
Correct.
The good news is all the year-to-date stuff is all positive, which is what we like. Any given day, you never know what the, I guess, the market's going to bring for you.
Absolutely.
For you, as a Jaguar, a fan, I presume, what is game day like for you? I mean, what are you most excited about with the changes to the game day atmosphere?
Just all the new different aspects. A typical game day for me is visiting with clients pregame, making sure everybody has everything that they need, some last-minute changes if tickets need to get reprinted or whatnot. I always make myself available for my clients. So it's and then from there, just kind of going throughout the game, checking in, making some in-seat visits, different groups that come to town. So if I have a cabana, make sure I'm out there before the game, checking in on them, making sure everybody has everything they need, having a good time. So
no, do you get a? I'm assuming you guys get a free cabana included free. in the perks of the job. Is that Tony? Am I overshooting? Is that not right? Am I assuming too much here? No free cabana for each individual ticket seller? I thought that sounded like a lot. I don't know. final question for you. Is it true that everyone in the ticketing department, their goal, they aspire to be the next Joe Fortunato? Is that...
Absolutely.
He's pretty much got the best job in the building.
We all feel Dave right here.
Yeah,
I've seen this guy's comings and goings, and I would say he does right now have the best job going in the building. We have a good one. I'm not trading mine for anybody.
No.
Very happy with what we've got going here. All right. Well, listen, hopefully the sales continue great today. 633-2000. You can call and ask for David specifically or any of the great sales representatives here with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You'll get the Cleveland Browns game, plus your choice of the home opener versus the Colts or the December 7th matchup with Houston. $110 in the upper deck, $130 in the lower bowl. You also get a 1010XL tailgate party prior to the Cleveland game, a meet and greet with some Jag alumni, and a Jaguars 1010XL official t-shirt, as Tony was talking about a minute ago. We haven't even seen them yet.
Not yet.
They haven't, as far as I know, they haven't even been printed yet. That's how new the concept is. David, we appreciate you stopping by. You guys do a great job over there, and the organization as a whole, I think, really feeling the positivity moving towards 2014. Hope that continues for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, you got it there. You see, it was painless, Tony, I thought, for the most part there. Not scary or intimidating in the least. I was worried about me, not David, as far as that goes. All right, today, we'd like to thank Bob Babich, who popped on with the drill earlier this morning. And, of course, Dwayne Walker spoke with us a little bit ago. J.P. Shadrick, catch him tonight on Jaguars Thursday. Keep David busy all day today. And his friends, his compatriots over there in the ticketing department, 633-2000. This deal is only good throughout the course of the day. By the time Jaguars Thursday goes off the air, that's going to make it a day. Wrap it up. By the way, Lauren Brooks, brilliant idea on her part. Father's Day coming up. Oh, crap. Didn't get Dad anything. Oh, Dad, here's tickets to go see the Colts and the Browns or the Texans and the Browns this year. And I got one for me, too. And you don't have to tell them that it costs you a ridiculously good price and that you can tell them, however, that the tailgate, the T-shirt, and all the other goodies are thrown in. If you're a season ticket holder, don't forget, get all those perks as well. $20 added onto your package. You've already got the tickets. You don't need that. But if you want them, like me, I'm going to get my pair as soon as we get off the air here, in addition to my season tickets, and make somebody a happy dad this Father's Day weekend, perhaps.
Sweet.
All right. Tony, final thoughts for you on this this day? I didn't get to all the Facebook recap as far as that went, but we'll pick out a winner or two from the responses in the fan feedback spotlight.
Yeah, we will, and I know we wish the happy birthday to Chad. Hopefully, we'll see what goes on with Jaguar practice today. A couple receivers back out there for him today, by the way. Ace Sanders and Mike Brown apparently have the helmets
back. About time!
Today, so that's, you know, a couple guys that they haven't had in a week or so that should be back on the practice field. We'll see if they're still practicing out there. I have no idea, and how much longer they can go.
Yeah, should have asked DB coach Dwayne Walker if he felt like he was on vacation the last week with the seven wide receivers out. Don't get too comfortable back there, all right? Kerry Taylor has been standing out, but the reinforcements are coming soon. All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks to Joe Fortunato. Thanks to Lauren Brooks. For Tony Smith, I'm Mike Dempsey. As we go to break, I'm going to get my tickets. On the break, I'm going to come back with a pair of tickets from the 1010XL deal. I'm going to show you just how quick and easy that is. Hacker, T-Wig coming up on the other side on XL Primetime. That does it for us here at Jaguars Today, wrapping up from Everbank on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.